Okay, so this was Saturday, May the 18th, the second week in a row I've been out to a Centennial College in Scarborough to catch a game of Alliance United. But today I have the assistant coach of Burlington SC, soccer club who I'm sure people are interested in because of their great start to the league this year. And so I have assistant coach Neil Wilson, and I'll start by asking you about tonight's 6-4 game, back and forth, with you building a big lead, and then, but still always keeping ahead of Alliance. So how about that?
Yeah, it's one of those games that we had a game plan coming in. Obviously, first 20 minutes of the game, game plan worked. But it's one of those tough games where you take that lead. And we know Alliance is good. Listen, utmost respect, yes. Relia, he's an excellent coach. And you know they're going to get back into it. So how do you manage that game when we're at 4-0? And obviously they come back into it. But again, as you suggested, a few subs here and there. We adapted our game plan a bit. And 3 points in the end.
Yes, very nice. So talking about that, because this is now a 4-0 start for you guys, how important is it for the team to have the early success with the no playoffs this year?
Hey, as you said, with no playoffs, I mean, 3 points is our objective every game, all right? And again, today, we couldn't be happier with what the guys did. A couple of lulls in there, don't get me wrong, but I think that's the heat today, fatigue kind of kicked in a little bit, but hey, we got through it.
Yeah, this will be the tip-off about more hot weather games.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
up soon.
Yeah. We're just not used to it yet.
Rest breaks and stuff, yes. Yeah. Now, your home is at, I guess the first year I ever saw you guys was at, I should say, first of all, the team has been going for 60 years when they signed to join League One Ontario in 2022. I'm sort of surprised that you guys would have taken that long, but, you know, welcome. And then they started off, as any rookie team would, and then you got better last year, ending up fourth, but the combined standings put you sort of back down with a double-year standings, and then off to a great start this year. How did the team, I guess, go from, you know, zero to so good in 3 years?
Listen, it's one of those things. When we got the franchise, we were very lucky to get it in 2022. And we got, and I may be wrong, I may be off by a couple of weeks here, but I want to say 6 to 8 weeks before the season started. So you're not going to build a high caliber team within that short period of time. Yeah. Bring in the right coaching staff, Darren Tilley coming in last year, who's got an excellent record of developing teams and pushing teams forward. Again, under his guidance, under his ideas, his strategies, the team's been able to excel.
Okay, very good. And now your home is Corpus Christi, the school, and I guess how's that going that you're now sort of, we'll say, in your own city, versus where I saw you at City Park, it was just like farm fields, attracting big crowds.
It's one of those things that you'd always love to see more. Personally, I would love to be at City View because it's the best venue that we have.
Oh,
it's not a football field as an American football field. It's a true soccer field. We've got, you know, how many thousands of people can fit in there.
Yeah.
But the unfortunate part is they didn't put in change rooms and they didn't put in showers.
Right.
So we cannot play there.
Yeah.
But Corpus Christi, good venue. I mean, listen, it's one of those things. It checks all the boxes, doesn't it, for the league, right? We've got the capacity, stands, where we can get enough people in according to their needs. And truly, you know what, our fan base is pretty good. Love to see it be better. Don't get me wrong.
That other field reminded me of the if you build it, they will come.
The
players would come out of the cornfields and
just
start.
Fair point. Fair
off.
Point.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, your rivals is not a surprise, but the first place team of last year was Crosstapi, who I got to see quite often because I had to play in Vaughan because their field was being resurfaced. And so the rivalry was Crosstapi. And you're gonna first play them in a cup game, and so you know only one of you can get through. So, is there anything that you know about them and how you play?
It's Crosstapi as we know. I mean, we all know they're quality, right? Year over year, John puts together a great team. We know that. You know, it's going to be one of these years where we've taken a couple of his players, he's taken a couple of our players. It's one of those things. It's going to be a good match. what I'm looking forward to, I believe we played them three times this year.
Yeah.
That's right. We will Cup get the opportunity first. To pay, yeah. regardless how it goes, you know, next week. I'm very much looking forward to the rivalry,
okay.
to the game.
Big drop. That's the only, the only time, the only of the eight quarterfinals, the one they didn't say, that they didn't give a date to. Is that a home game for you or,
no,
or you got to play with them?
Okay. Them.
Yeah. yeah. And so I remember they dropped the name saying a goal scorer or two, he scored twice in the Mauro Lumi.
Yes.
Okay. And he scored twice today, but he's always, I saw them so often at Scrisafi, but he would get in at you know, 60-minute mark or
That's
something.
Right.
And now
That's
he's
right.
a starter. So
yeah, it's one of those things, as I said, back and forth between players, right? Listen, we all know Tommy's a great striker, okay? And then Mauro coming in behind him, it's hard to take him out, right? So Mauro was looking for minutes. You know, fortunate that we were able to bring him into the squad. And he's been fabulous for us this year.
And so, so I think I hinted at last year, like guys like Raposo, you know, playing for you, but the younger brother had to go all the way to Vaughan to play, you know, with Vaughan.
Yes.
Azzurri, because there wasn't a team at
That's
this comparable level. So how important is it for the, you know, to get local Burlington players, giving them an opportunity all through the league?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we're building through our, you know, through our OPDL, our L1R teams, with the sorry reserve team, our L2 teams. That's what we're building. That's right. We're developing that homegrown talent, so that in a few years, we're hoping that most of those players do come from Burlington.
Yeah.
Right. And a good number do now, but you know what? There's always room for improvement, as
sure.
we said.
Sure, okay. And this was Neil Wilson, who has said to me that he has been through, not the whole 60 years with Burlington, mm-hmm. but he was with them in the pre-League One days, and then he left, and then he came back with the League One days. Is there a reason that they sort of remembered you?
No, it's got nothing. It's all in who you know. I mean, it was the time for me to step up and get into League One, get married well with the university work that I do as well. So the timing was excellent. Right place, right time. And again, been happy to be a part of it and happy to see it grow and loving the success on the field.
All right. So thank you. And we'll wish you good luck as the season rolls on. I will be seeing Burlington, as every team ends up coming to Toronto a few times a year, and I'm sure I'll catch you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it.